News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
More evacuations near Superior, and Montana once again has the highest rated fire in the country. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Thursday, August 10th, 2017. Right now, the sky is very hazy, very smoky, and we have 57 degrees in Missoula. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking, unlimited cash back every time you use your debit card. First, let's go ahead and check the air quality. It's moderate here in Missoula, but unhealthy for sensitive groups in Frenchtown, Lolo, Florence, Rock Creek, and Arlee. Air quality is unhealthy in Seeley Lake. One of our top stories this morning, the Mineral County Sheriff's Office has notified residents of Cougar Gulch that they're now under a Stage 3 mandatory evacuation notice due to a rapidly increasing size of the Sunrise Fire. Fire Information Officer Dennis McCarthy said yesterday that the fire is advancing into new terrain that puts several structures at risk.
There are approximately 10 structures in the lower end of the gulch, but ultimately will be in need of protection and probably ignition operations around those structures, and so those are part of the current evacuation.
McCarthy provided details of the Sunrise Fire.
Currently, there are 518 firefighters in overhead on the fire. The acreage is up to 14,591 acres today. So the cost to date on the Sunrise Fire is $13 million, and the cost on the Burdette Fire, these two fires are being managed by the same team, is $1.1 million.
The cost averages out to about $481,000 per day. Firefighters and other first responders have been working day and night for 2 days since a lightning strike caused the Gibraltar Ridge Fire to flare up Monday night. According to Fire Information Officer Haley Grapp, the quick spread of the fire and the evacuation of around 30 homes has put it high on the national priority list.
We did get an infrared flight conducted last night, and we now know that the fire is at 1,133 acres. The sheriff is working really closely with the residents of Eureka and individually notifying residents when they're in either evacuation or pre-evacuation. I believe this is the number one priority fire for the country as of this morning. When I spoke with the folks at Red Cross, they said they had about a dozen people there last night. I believe it was more the previous night. So there's few folks staying at hotels in the area. There's few folks staying with families, that sort of thing. We did have about a dozen people staying at the Red Cross shelter last night.
It's unclear how many have received evacuation notices or warnings. Graf says forecasted thunderstorms for the area are worrisome, as are strong winds and more lightning that are likely to make the situation worse. A federal judge has ruled a Montana man is mentally competent to stand trial for the beating and burning death of a woman on the Crow Indian Reservation. DiMarzio Suede Sanchez of Busby is one of three people charged in the April 2016 assault that led to the death of 28-year-old Roylyn Wright's horse. The Billings Gazette reports a U.S. Bureau of Prisons psychologist testified yesterday that while Sanchez had substance abuse issues along with anxiety and depression, he was able to understand the charges and assist in his own defense on the first-degree murder charge. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters has not yet set a trial date. Co-defendant Angelica Jo Whiteman of Billings faces trial on September 25th for first-degree murder. Sanchez's brother Frank has pleaded guilty to failing to report a felony and being an accessory after the fact. Montana State University Northern has agreed to pay a professor $35,000 to settle a racial discrimination complaint filed against the school. The Billings Gazette reported yesterday that the university did not admit guilt, but nonetheless agreed to pay the professor. Adjunct Professor Yvonne Tiger filed the complaint in December of last year. The specific allegations of the complaint were never released. Tiger is Native American. University Relations Director Jim Potter did not return calls for comment on Tuesday. University spokesman Kevin McCray says Tiger will no longer work as a healthcare transformation specialist, but will remain on staff as a part-time adjunct professor. The Montana Human Rights Bureau has dropped the case as part of the settlement. At the Missoula City Council's Committee of the Whole meeting yesterday, Mayor John Engen said the expected city tax increase has been neutralized by an increase in the overall tax base of Missoula property.
The result of that expanded tax base is that the budget you approved, which would have increased municipal taxes by better than 3%, that budget will not only not require a tax increase this year, will actually lower taxes slightly in the city of Missoula this year.
Engen justified the previous tax increase decided upon by the city council.
And we never try to shine anybody on. We don't pretend that increasing expenses means that we won't have to find revenues to fund those, and when those revenues don't come from an expanding tax base, we are in the position of raising taxes. I said, if I had my druthers, I wouldn't raise taxes. Well, I've got my druthers.
Engen recommended that the budget itself stay intact and the council move forward with a slight reduction in taxes this year. A 65-year-old Montana man who refused to register as a sex offender because he said he was wrongfully convicted of sexually abusing a young boy has been sentenced to at least 30 years in prison for threatening to kill judges, attorneys, and the victim of the abuse. The Flathead Beacon reports Dale Michael Hansen was sentenced yesterday to 40 years in prison with no parole eligibility for 30 years for felony intimidation and failure to register. Hansen served 10 years in prison for the sexual assault conviction. He has maintained his innocence. Last August, Hansen asked U.S. Marshals Service to investigate. A letter said there were going to be, quote, a bunch of dead bodies, end quote, if the agency did not intervene on his behalf. Defense attorney Sean Hinchy argued that Hansen's, quote, tough talk, end quote, was a plea for help to clear his name. All the list of candidates for the University of Montana president's position has been narrowed. It started at 99. Associate Commissioner of Higher Education Kevin McCray said the search committee worked most of the day Tuesday, winnowing through the list provided by AGB Search by 86 candidates.
The search advisory committee met most of the day yesterday and had a very productive day. It was very positive, and they had good news to report that they have identified 13 very strong semifinalists from the collection of 99 applications for the University of Montana presidency.
McRae broke down the 13 finalists.
Of the 13, I don't have the precise number, but nearly one half of the 13 are female. There's also other elements of diversity in the pool in terms of typical equal employment opportunity characteristics like national origin and race. So there is a lot of diversity in that pool of 13.
The new president is expected to be announced and in place by the start of the second semester at the University of Montana. And finally, a group that represents farmers says saving imperiled salmon in the largest river system in the Pacific Northwest is too costly and is turning to the Trump administration. The Columbia Snake River Irrigators Association wants the government to convene a cabinet-level committee known as the God Squad with the power to allow exemptions to the Endangered Species Act. The group says the panel could end years of legal challenges over federal dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers and bring stability for businesses that rely on the water. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Smoky sunshine today with our high temperatures right around the 90-degree mark. A slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm this afternoon with isolated showers and storms in the forecast this evening. Overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECI 13,